الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We find ourselves in the midst of a beautiful summer, wa lillahi alhamd. And this is a time when many people take the opportunity to head out into nature. And mashallah, we have been blessed greatly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with amazing nature and scenery around us. Wherever you look, if you step outside and you look around, you see the great beautiful trees, mashallah, at the back of the masjid. You look in the front, you see the Gatineau Hills, you see the mountains, and below the mountains is the Ottawa River, subhanallah. And actually, when you leave this area, when you leave this region, and actually when you leave this country, and you go to many other places, actually this was my experience, and then I come back and I'm like, I didn't find what I was looking for there, and I have it right here in my backyard. Right? I was looking for some nature, I was looking for scenery, and I traveled far and wide, but subhanAllah, I came back, and I realized that how great of a blessing we have here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this land, this nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and all of our brothers and sisters. Allahumma ameen. My brothers and sisters, there are many benefits associated with being connected to nature. And you see, this is a very important discussion, because today, what are we all connected to? This is what we are connected to. And in many cases, and I say this as someone who suffers from this as well, we lose touch with the reality around us. We lose touch with the people and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, because we are so engrossed in this. And our eyes are always looking down onto the screens, and we are not realizing what is happening. We are not realizing what people are talking about. We are not realizing the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, because we're not paying attention, or we're paying attention to the wrong things. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, among the benefits, some doctors, believe it or not, medical doctors, professionals, mainstream doctors, are even prescribing free Parks Canada National Park passes to patients. Instead of prescribing medication or other forms of therapy, they are actually prescribing free Parks Canada National Park passes so that people go and spend time. They are forced, I mean, they can't force them, but they advise them, they recommend that in order to be healthy, you need to go and spend time in nature. And in fact, you need to go and spend 2 hours at least a week in nature. And they say that numerous studies have shown the physical and mental health benefits of spending time in nature, including reducing stress and blood pressure and boosting cognitive performance, including memory and creativity. I'm not making this up. I'm getting this directly from mainstream sources. And they also say that people who spend at least 2 hours in nature each week report significantly better health and well-being. So this is not something which is made up. This is actually a new and growing body of research. And I don't even know if it's really that new, to be honest. But it is telling us that we actually need the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, because it is good for us, it is beneficial for our physical health, and it is beneficial for our mental health as well. But my brothers and sisters, there is also a very significant spiritual benefit as well. Let us not forget our spirituality, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as body, mind, and soul. And in fact, the soul is the most important, right? Because if you do not have the soul, then the body is gone. The person is dead. The body is there, but the person is gone, right? So the soul is something that we need to focus on, and that has to do with our spirituality, it has to do with our spiritual heart, it has to do with our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the day and night, there are signs for the ulul albab, for the people of reason. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing and sitting and lying on their sides. And if I can add here, my brothers and sisters, this indicates to us, as I mentioned before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just referring to offering salah. Because yes, we stand and we sit in salah, but do we lay down in salah? Do we lie down? No, we don't. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and on their sides as well. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be mahdood, should not be limited to salah, should not be limited to the a'mal of the masjid, the prayers that we do here, but rather the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the true mu'min, for the true mu'mina, for the true believer, is a constant throughout the life. Through every stage and every movement of life, there is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, right after this very important action of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they pray. What do they say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, You have not created all of this without purpose. You have not created all of this in vain, without purpose. Brothers and sisters, how is this tafakkur going to happen if you don't pay attention to the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? How is this tafakkur going to happen in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it if we are engrossed with our virtual lives, if we are engrossed constantly with our phones and social media and we don't pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? How are we going to practice upon this form of tafakkur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here? In the tafsir Ma'arif al-Qur'an, it is said that the Arabic words fikr and tafakkur literally mean to ponder, to deliberate, to think about something, which is an effort to arrive at its reality. So it is to contemplate, to ponder, to reflect, to think, to arrive at the reality of a matter. And from this verse, we find out that it is an act of pondering, that pondering rather is also an act of worship. What is it? It is also a form of ibadah. It is also a form of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, very much like the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very much like the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned it together. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it together in this ayah, one after the other. The difference is that the objective of dhikr is the remembrance of the being and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective of dhikr is the remembrance of the being and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the objective of fikr and tafakkur, or thinking and deliberation, relates to His creations. So the dhikr has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His being and His attributes, whereas tafakkur and fikr has to do with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because the perception of the reality of the divine being and the attributes is beyond human reason. So we do not focus too much on the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do tafakkur upon the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because His divine being and His attributes are beyond human reason. So that is not something that we continue to contemplate about. It is stated that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is a narration that comes from different channels, different chains with slightly different wordings, but the essence of it is the same. And when we gather all of those narrations, it gives us strength, and the message, the point of it is sound, and that is, the saying that تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, that ponder about or upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not ponder about Allah. So ponder upon, reflect upon the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but do not reflect or ponder upon the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that there are signs in what Allah has created, and one should think about these signs. But one should not deliberate into the very being and attributes of Almighty Allah, for that is beyond one's reach. And the example is given then in the tafsir, that one can see everything in the light of the sun. So right now when you're coming here for Salatul Jum'ah, you see the sun is out and you see everything in the light of the sun. But should one wish to see the sun itself, what would happen? The eyes would get dazzled. So who is Allah and what is He like? These are questions that all wise thinkers and spiritual masters have answered by suggesting that you do not have to, in the translation of the proverb, you do not have to mount an assault on every field of inquiry, for there are places where you should simply surrender. You do not have to mount an assault on every field of inquiry to ask why, everything until you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for why. There are places where you should simply surrender. So when it comes to the being, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where we surrender and we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has described Himself, because we do not have the ability, the capability to fully comprehend the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes. However, thinking about creation inevitably leads one to realize the presence of its creator. And this is one of the reasons why being in nature and being connected to nature is so spiritually powerful. Because when you observe nature, which has not been created by any person, then it inevitably leads to the realization of the presence of the Creator. And then it goes on and says, look at the enormous expanse of the sky above us with the sun, the moon, and the many planets and stars, bound with the solar and lunar system under firm and predetermined laws, working so well for thousands of years, without being serviced, without being refurbished, without being fixed. Then there is this earth of ours, the rivers and mountains, holding so many marvels of creation, the trees, the animals and hidden minerals, and the air that circulates in between the heavens and the earth, and the rains that come, and the electricity generated therein. This whole system, so elaborately set up, leads every sane person who is willing to think and understand that there is some special being which is far ahead of everyone else in power and control. And this is what ma'arifa is. This is what ma'arifa is, the stage of knowing, of realizing. So this kind of deliberation which leads to the discovery of the divine is an act of worship, and great one indeed. And this for, and it's for this reason that Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, it's related for him, that tafakkuru sa'atin khayrun min qiyami layla, which means an hour spent in thinking about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better and far more useful than a whole night standing in worship, right? And we find similar sayings from our salaf, from our pious predecessors. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, characterized this deliberation, this tafakkur, as a superior act of worship. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we leave the obligations and we just do tafakkur. That's not the point. Of course, we have to live by the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do the obligations. We have to avoid the prohibitions. However, this is a special act of worship, extra worship, voluntary worship that should not be underestimated. Others have said that tafakkur is the light of faith. What is it? It is the light of iman, the light of faith. It is said about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that he used to go out of the city into some wilderness. And of course the city of that time was not the cities of today. But even then he would go out of the city into some wilderness with the express purpose of training and teaching his heart. And when he reached there, he would ask that spot of land rhetorically, of course, where are those who lived here? He would ask a piece of land where he would go outside of the city, that where are those who lived here? And after that, he would answer his own question by saying, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا, that everything must perish save the presence of the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was how he summoned and preserved the remembrance of the Akhirah in his heart. He gave himself the spiritual boost by going out of the city and finding nature and finding signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in nature. And of course we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to practice tafakkur in the cave of Hira before he received prophethood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take time away, right? Spend nights, spend time in contemplation, pondering, reflecting. So this is indeed from the practice of the pious and those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, we find a number of different terms, my brothers and sisters, that share this general meaning of pondering and contemplation. But they have subtle differences. And some mufassirun of the Quran, they say that there are 30, they've described 30 different terms that are used, such as thinking or pondering, tafakkur, and reflecting, tadabbur, and remembering, tadhakkur, that are essential processes required to effectively extract the meaning from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the natural world. So, my brothers and sisters, essentially, we find 4 anchor points, if I were to summarize it, to renew and maintain our spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Trying to remind ourselves, train ourselves to constantly be in the habit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all different positions, in all different stages throughout our day. It doesn't mean that, you know, of course, if someone is able to constantly, like literally be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heart and their tongue and their mind, that is excellent. But even if not, then in every position, at every time, like in every phase of your day, you have things to remind you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course we have the sunnah du'as, right, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which remind us, right, it is a form of reminding us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exiting the house, entering the house, coming to the masjid, outside the masjid, eating, finishing eating, going to the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom, so on and so forth. Yes, traveling, going in the car. Right? So there are these du'as that are there, and they help us achieve this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our day. So the more we do it, and the more we our heart gets in sync with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we remind ourselves to listen to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's Quran or other forms, then inshaAllah we will notice that your heart will start calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when you don't plan to. Even when you don't plan to, your heart will start calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the type of state that we want to ideally enter. So that's number one, the first anchor. The second anchor, my brothers and sisters, is pondering and contemplation upon the nature, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tafakkur, we can say. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, right? It says in the Quran, وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Right? Do they not tafakkur upon themselves, even your own bodies? You don't have to go far into nature. You just pay attention to yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this whole system that is running with this temperature of, you know, 99 degrees Fahrenheit or so in your body. Where is this coming from? How is this, you know, the food you ate this morning, how it is being digested, and like everything, right? So even within ourselves, there are enough signs. So tafakkur upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, my brothers and sisters, a third anchor, pondering and contemplation upon the implications of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this is tadabbur. To recite the Qur'an, and just not just recite it, which is good to recite it, I'm not discouraging it, but recite it, but also find opportunities to reflect upon it, to do tadabbur, to find what is this verse, this ayah, what does this surah mean to me? How does it impact me? What am I supposed to do about it? How is it supposed to change me for the better? So tadabbur and pondering contemplation upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their implications upon us. And fourthly, my brothers and sisters, being reminded by either of the above, so either the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the nature and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to correct our path, course correction. This is tadhakkur. To have something that we have already learned before, we know of, but to be reminded of that through an ayah of the Quran, through a sign in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you see, we go through different phases, different, you know, times in our life, different ups and downs, different challenges, different, you know, things that become a part of our habit, you know, that become our habits, the part of our daily life. Sometimes we don't even realize it. But when we do tadabbur, we reflect upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do tafakkur, we look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we take ourselves from our environment and we go somewhere else and we see something different, then it brings back those teachings that we already know, and it helps us restrain our desires. It helps us curb the temptations of curb our desires and to turn away from and resist the temptations of shaitan. So this can be described as tadhakkur. So these four things, my brothers and sisters, these are four anchors for us. If we try to implement these, inshaAllah, taking advantage of the pleasant weather that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the summer vacation, the abundance of nature, we connect these four things and make them a part of our summer, and ideally make it a part of our daily lives. We will find, inshaAllah, that we are, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, improving our spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that happens, a lot of the other things start getting sorted out. And it's like when the sun comes out, what happens? The ice starts melting away. Yes, when the heat comes, this ice starts melting away, right? So being in this elevated spiritual state is like the sunshine coming out for us, and many other things become easy and become clear for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the light of His guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more fuller and complete believers in every way. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.